Welcome back. Thanks so much for joining me for some of your Tuesday afternoon. It's Deb Hutton here with you until 6 o'clock. A week ago today, we were breaking down the ins and outs of the federal budget for 2024. Chrystia Freeland had stood up in the House at 4 o'clock and delivered what she and the Prime Minister and their cabinet believe to be in the best interest from their perspective of Canadians. As you know, we are in a minority parliament situation, and the way that the Prime Minister and his team have been able to continue to govern since the election of September 2021 has been with the support of our federal NDP and its leader, Jagmeet Singh. Yesterday, we learned that Jagmeet Singh has not decided whether or not the NDP will support the budget. And as we all know, procedurally, if in fact they make a decision not to vote in favor of the budget, that would be sufficient enough to bring down the government and put us into an election. So joining me, because this is exciting stuff for politicos like me, is the federal leader of the NDP, Jagmeet Singh. Welcome back to The Rush, Jagmeet.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
So tell us in a nutshell, why is the NDP, because I, by the way, just saying up front, referred to last Tuesday's budget as an NDP budget, why is the NDP unsure of whether or not they can support what the Liberals introduced last week?
Okay, well, there's things we're very proud that we fought and forced the government to put in this budget, and that's the Renters Protection Fund, the PharmaCare, the school food program. Those are absolutely things that we fought and force the government to bring in. So we're proud of that. There's things that we're concerned about, and we want to hear from the Prime Minister on what the plan is to address those concerns before we make a decision. We also feel like this was a budget would have been a great chance to take on the corporate greed that's driving up the cost of living, and they didn't do that. They didn't bring in measures to take on corporate greed in grocery stores, in our cell phone and internet fees with the telcos, with housing. So that's another concern where we continue to be concerned that the Conservatives want to take all these things away from people.
Okay, so let's break it down very specifically. That's short of your overview, because as I said, for me, I saw this as a high-spend, high-tax budget, which I put up right in the NDP's wheelhouse. $21 billion in new taxes. You mentioned the school lunch program. It's $1 billion in what I would argue is an area that is not within the area of responsibility of the federal government. You have PharmaCare, which by some estimates, when it's fully implemented, we're talking, you know, $13 to $15 billion. There's also a disability benefit that at $2,400 a year is meant to be a top-up for provincial programs, not a replacement for it. So specifically, because I look at that and say, you should be, you know, doing the dance, what is it that you want?
The specific things that we're looking for. So the disability benefit really works down to $200 a month. And it is supposed to be a top-up, but that is not good enough. So we want to know what the plan is to address that. There's also a really big gap between Indigenous housing and infrastructure funding that still remains. That gap is still there, so we want to know what the plan is. We, unlike the Conservatives who just jumped to say no right away, we took time to reflect on it. But there are certainly things that we're proud of that we forced the government to do. There's relief for people that New Democrats brought in. But we want to hear responses to our concerns before we decide on which way we're voting.
So you're looking for more money for the National Disability Benefit and more money for Indigenous housing?
Those are two specific areas that we've raised as concerns. And just to highlight that, $200 a month really does not meet the needs of what people living with disabilities in our country are going through. They have faced particular challenges living with disabilities, and we hope that the amount would be enough to meet the gaps that are there. And $2,400 a year, $200 a month is just barely covers grocery.
Now, my understanding is, though, at that level, it's a $1 billion program. So what? How much more are you looking for?
Well, we had campaigned on, or if you look back to the pandemic, we'd kind of decided as a society that around $2,000 covers people's needs. And so that's something that we've campaigned on, that people living with disabilities should receive a benefit of $2,000 a month at least, help them live in dignity. I've spoken with folks who live with disabilities, and it's hard. It's hard for everybody. But imagine how hard it is for folks that that are living with those disabilities that limit their ability to work or really impede their ability to contribute to society.
I'm speaking with federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh about his reluctance so far to say whether he will support the federal Liberals' budget and, of course, the resulting election that would come from a lack of support when it comes time to vote on the budget. You know, this is not the first time, Jagmeet, that you have said you're not sure if you're going to support something that the Liberals have done. And I think there are a lot of Canadians, if you believe the polling, that say, let's give this an opportunity to go to the polls because we think we're looking for a change. And so I characterized it a few minutes ago as you're the only thing standing between Canadians and an election that they seem to want. Is that not a political risk for you when we do get to the next election?
Well, I share with the people the frustration with the current government that they're frustrating and they're letting people down. The only reason why they're doing anything that's actually making people's lives better is because of us. We're forcing them to do things they wouldn't otherwise do that have made people's lives better. One other thing that I would say would be a disappointment in the budget would be the fact that the TTC in Toronto is looking for infrastructure funding for the subway cars for Line 2. That's something that could have been announced in the budget. So it's another important area. But we believe very strongly, what is the question? The question we ask ourselves is, what do we do with the power that we have? And we have answered that question as a party, historically and now. We use our power to help people. We make a difference in people's lives with the power that we have. And then when there's a time for an election, we fight to win. And that's what we're doing. While the other parties can't really point to what they've done to make people's lives better. They can't really point to a policy, a person that they've helped. I can talk about Linda, who I just met yesterday in the Lower Mainland area in Vancouver, who is someone who's lived with diabetes her whole life. She's type 1. She's someone that's born with this. It comes in later in their life, but they're born with it. And she is going to get free diabetes medication and devices, which is going to change her life. She's been in and out of the hospital because of blood sugar levels. She's someone who's otherwise very healthy, is now a senior, retired, does yoga, exercises, walks, but because of a disease that she was born with, has these conditions which result in sometimes her fainting, passing out, ending it. To maintain control of her blood sugar with diabetes medication and devices like a glucose pump, but she's got so much anxiety around if she can ever afford it, and she's always wondering how much money it's going to cost her out of pocket. She told me it would alleviate her anxiety and fear, and it would be healthier for her and cost less for society if she has diabetes medication and devices covered. That's who we're fighting for. That's why we're doing this.
Then why not take it to the electorate? Why not go on the campaign hustings and say, I'm fighting for Linda and I want your vote? Because for people like me, I see $21 billion in new taxes across the board. I see a discouragement of economic growth. That's my partisan perspective on it. But what I, you know, don't like about the current situation when I hear you say you're not sure if you're going to support the budget is that you seem to be in control of something that not all Canadians are happy about.
Well, I would say I'm also not happy that folks voted in a Liberal government, but that's the government that was chosen. And what I'm doing is using the power that I have to give people like Linda a break. And instead of hoping for a difference and making her wait 30 days, we're actually getting PharmaCare passed. We campaigned on PharmaCare and dental care, and we're delivering it. Even though we didn't win the election, we're still able to get people that relief. And we're doing that now, and there will be time for an election. Elections will have to come next year. 2025 is the scheduled year for an election. People will have their say on which way they want to go again. But in the meantime, I'm using my power to make a difference. And Linda's going to get her diabetes medication and devices covered.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. And in terms of process, Jagmeet, obviously you've put some things on the table here with us this afternoon on The Rush. When do you expect to hear from the government, and when will we know whether you're going to support the budget or not?
So I expect to have a meeting with the Prime Minister shortly, hopefully in the next week or so, and then we'll reflect on the response given and let folks know which way we're going on the vote.
All right. We look forward to it one way or another. Jagmeet Singh, leader of the Federal Democratic Party, always a pleasure to chat.
Thanks so much. My pleasure.
Coming up after the break, we opened the show by talking about what was happening up at Queen's Park this morning around the banning by the Speaker of the wearing of the keffiyeh. We are going to come to the phone lines and ask you your opinion. Is it a cultural issue? Is it a political issue when you ban the keffiyeh? 416-872-1010. We're going to take your calls.